Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
If you're under 50, so therefore you're not actually in an eligible group for vaccination at the moment, if you're not at the front line or a carer, would you consider lining up at the end of the day to make sure that there's no vaccines that go to waste? Maybe you can get a leftover vaccine. Well, Sarah Moran is the CEO and co-founder of the Girl Geek Academy, and she took it upon herself to do just that. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well. So you're under 50, but you trotted down to the exhibition buildings.
Yeah, I heard a rumour. I heard that, you know, if you wait for the last 30 minutes and you say, look, I'm ready, I'm here, here's my arm, let's go, that you might, you know, you might have a go. And I thought, well, why wouldn't I? You know, I'm the most ineligible you can be. I'm back in phase B, people aged 16 to 49 years, and I thought, I'll have a crack.
And what happened when you turned up?
Well, the people at the entry were like, you don't look, I'm just over 50. I'm like, thank you very much. And I had to have, you know, I said, look, they said, are you eligible for, you know, here's the criteria. I said, no, 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 no. And then I just didn't leave. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we'll get you to speak to a nurse. And so I had that conversation at the door with the lovely greeters and then with the person who takes your temperature. And then I went into the walk-in queue. I went into the Royal Exhibition Building. I forgot my partner. It was our anniversary yesterday. And we're actually trying to go through IVF. And this is the reason I want to prioritise, you know, getting vaccinated, because otherwise I'll be waiting a long, long time and putting my family planning at risk. So he turned up, bought the flowers, bought the roses for the day, and then we went and had a conversation with another administrator. And I thought it was going to be
a no. Did you give the administrator the flowers? Is it just sort of a little bit of a...
I thought about it. And my partner said, he said, they're your flowers. Don't you even think you do. I was thinking about it. And then, you know, the administrator said, look, I didn't lie. I probably could have, but I didn't. And I just, you know, said, no, I'm not eligible, but I'm here. And can you please maybe go and speak to somebody? Like, would you please give me a vaccine? And I literally begged. And she went and had a conversation with somebody, and they came back. I mean, this is after standing there for a good half an hour where there was... Actually, I stood there for an hour, and I think I counted about 26 people go past me. So this is a massive building that has a lot of capacity that was just underutilized, and I shot my shot, and I got the shot. So I'm over the moon, I tell you what.
And have you also, because this is my question, if you just sort of turn up, and particularly if you're taking a chance like you did, have they given you a date for your second shot?
So what happens is you'll need to book that later. So that's not really a worry yet, but obviously they have the right amount to be able to give the second shot to whoever gets the first.
Right.
So that's not really an issue. What they did say, though, was they said they'll be getting Pfizer in 3 days, and that was from yesterday. And so what they tried to say to me was, hey, look, you know, you don't have to wait very long and you can get Pfizer. And I'm like, okay, well, but you're doing bookings only for that, so there'll be no walk-ins. And I'm still at the back of the queue. So that just means I've been waiting even longer. And I thought, well, while there's empty queues there now for AstraZeneca, punch it in my arm and away we go.
Did you have to do the whole consent thing?
Yes. Yep. So I had to say, hey, I'm aware of the risks, you know, and I did my research, and I thought about it, and I've got a greater chance of being in a car crash than, you know, having an issue with the AstraZeneca vaccine, and I've not been, you know, avoiding cars, so I thought, well, no, I'll take that risk.
And I'm gathering from how you sound, Sarah, that you're feeling just fine.
I'm pretty all right.
Well,
I've had no problem. It might hit me later, you never know, but I'm very happy. I'm overjoyed. Actually, so when the lady said yes, I burst into tears, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm just really happy and relieved. And she's like, oh, no, you'll make me cry.
Oh, look, good on you. I hope no one accuses us of encouraging people who aren't eligible to go down there. But as you say, it's underutilised. And I've got another text here from Aaron who says, I ride past the South Bank Vaccination Centre morning and night and I never see a line. I'm 33, healthy, and want to get vaccinated ASAP. Why not? Give it a go. You know,
well, that's it. So the stories have been that one-third of people don't want to get vaccinated. And I'm like, no, actually, those that are eligible might be being a bit fussy and waiting for the Pfizer, or, you know, for whatever reason, they're waiting. And I'm like, there are those of us who actually aren't eligible, and we will take your vaccine. And, you know, like, when us.
Yeah, please. No, exactly. And you're not, you know, as you say, you're just going down to see if it's possible. You're not demanding it or anything. You're just, and it works. So, Sarah, well done.
Thank you. I hear you have to have a go to get a go. And I did.
Good on you. Sarah Moran there. She's the co-founder and CEO of Girl Geek Economy.